Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Sawadee krap. Hello and welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha. Today is our group learning program and I share with students a guided meditation on Wednesdays. Today we're doing guided breathing mindfulness meditation, and then after the meditation I'm going to open up to any and all questions that you guys have related to the path to enlightenment. So you can ask any and all questions by putting those into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom in the comment section, or in Zoom you can raise your hand electronically and ask any questions that you like. So I'd like to invite you and welcome you to a class where you can be guided in a breathing mindfulness meditation and advance your practice through practicing breathing mindfulness meditation. And then you'll be able to ask any questions that you like as we move into the question section of our class. So if you'd like to join for meditation, I start meditation with a chant. This brief chant just helps to ease the mind into meditation to gain more benefit out of the meditation itself, where you can develop mindfulness and concentration. You can ease the mind into meditation by getting awareness of the mind and awareness of the breath. So as you would like to join into the chant, you're welcome to do that. I share these chants at different times and different programs to help you guys learn how to chant them. And we're going to be restarting our group learning program from the very beginning on 17th of March. So shortly thereafter, within a few months, I'll be sharing chanting to help you guys learn how to do chanting. And I also teach chanting as part of each one of our courses that I teach, the Foundation and the Path to Enlightenment course. I teach chanting in that course as well. After the chanting, then I will start to guide you in meditation. You'll hear my voice, we'll be meditating together, and we'll just be guiding you in the meditation itself. Then there'll be a period of time it'll just be quiet and we'll just be meditating together. And then I'll come out of the meditation with another chant. These chants, they're not rites or rituals or ceremonies or worship. It's not anything mystical or magical. It really is just to help get more benefit out of the meditation itself, because during the lifetime of the Buddha, they used chanting as a way to commit the teachings to memory. There's nothing auspicious or superstitious about the teachings of the Buddha. So welcome to everyone. And if you'd like to pull up a meditation cushion or whatever position you like, either seated, lying, or standing, these usually work well with online learning. There is a walking Namang Namasami Supatipanno Makkhavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami Naparasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti piso Makkhava Arahaṃ Sammasambuddho. Vicca charanam sammuno. Sakato rokavito. Anuttaro purisa. Dhamma sati sata tava manusanam. Bhuto bhagavate. Okay, with the lower body and hands and arms comfortable, and the upper body erect, just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath, a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, experiencing the full breath. And then whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. Your breath may not match up with the guidance that I'm providing, and that's okay. This is your practice. I'm just here for guidance. You can use this voice as a reminder that whenever you get to the next inhale, breathe in gradually through the nose, establishing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose, experiencing the full breath. Breathing in and out. Breathing in. And out. With the breath well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose, or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the breath, the present moment. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. With the mind focused on the breath, whenever you notice that the mind moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought, label it, judge it, analyze it, or even try to figure out where it's coming from. Whenever you notice that the mind is moved off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you do this work of focusing on the breath. Cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. You have nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. No one needs you right now. This is your time to focus on the breath. Breathing in. And out. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā Bhūtaṃ bhagavanaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami Napmurhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Napmurhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Napmurhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti piso bhagava Arahaṃ sammasambuddho Vicacaraṇaṃ sammuno Sakkhato rokkhavito Anuttaro purisa Dhammasati satattava manussanaṃ Bhūto bhagavate Okay, if you guys would like to slowly make your way out of meditation, I'm going to transition our class over to opening up to any and all questions that you guys have related to the path to enlightenment. You can put your questions into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom, and I'll be able to see your questions in the comment section. Or you're welcome to ask your question in Zoom by raising your hand electronically, opening up your mic, and asking any questions that you like. It looks like we have a question coming in here from Joseph on YouTube. He's giving some backstory here, so I'll give you guys the backstory, and then he ultimately gets to the questions that he's asking. He says, today there was a situation between me and someone, and I did something that is a little bit disrespectful. So he told me not to do it again. So there was painful feelings regarding self-image. So after I reflected on this, I was able to let go of that discontentedness, teaching my mind that there is no self to be discontent. But in the same time, I was wondering, why did the feel this is about this self? And I think the answer is that the mind craves for wanting others to not have any dislike about him. Continued, having others treat him with respect. So here arose a question in my mind about respect and how one should in this world, which is, should one go through this world entirely as he would act without having a single care about having the respect and liking of others towards him? In other words, to be himself, as we refer to it, without caring how others will say and react to his personality. Okay, so let me help you with the first part. Why did the mind even feel this pain about his self. So as long as there's craving, anger, and ignorance in the mind, these are the three poisons, you're going to continue to experience discontent feelings, more specifically those 10 fetters. So as long as you have personal existence view in the mind, since that's what you're talking about, that's what sounds like got triggered, you're going to experience discontentedness because of the pollution there. The mind's holding on to a self-image of the physical body and a self-identity in the mind, and it wants this to be intact. And as long as the mind is getting what it wants, it will experience the pleasant feelings. But when the mind doesn't get what it wants, it gets those painful feelings. So it's because of the pollutions of the mind and the mind's not fully purified that it's going to continue to experience discontentedness, because you haven't fully eradicated all the pollutions of the mind. Once you do, you won't experience any more discontentedness. So your question is, you know, should you go through in the world without having a single care about whether others like you or respect you? Okay, so let me help you with this. So what you would like to do is make wise decisions about your moral conduct and the way you interact with people so that you're only experiencing wholesome results, so that you aren't doing things where people are repulsed by you, where you're doing things that are wise. This will lead to wholesome results where you can have harmonious relationships with all beings around you. But as you're making your way to enlightenment, and as you get to enlightenment, if somebody chooses to dislike you or hate you, that's an indication of what's going on in their mind. And while it's wise to make wise decisions about how you conduct yourself and ensuring that you do things in a wise way that isn't causing harm to others, if somebody chooses to have disrespect or anger or hatred or other feelings towards you, or even that comes into their speech and their actions, that's their decision. You can't control that. So it's not that you should go through the world not caring about how others think about you, because that would be one side of the spectrum. That would be like indifference. But if you were in the world with this craving and longing, yearning, and wanting everybody to think of you in a certain way, that's not going to lead to peacefulness either. So this non-caring attitude is not what an enlightened being has. You come to the middle where you do care about others and you care about their thoughts and their feelings, but you're not forming your feelings based on what other people think or what other people feel. That's the difference. Is with the craving and wanting things to be a certain way, you'll get happy when you get them that way. And when you don't get what you want, you'll get painful feelings. So the mind is forming its feelings based on what's going on in the world. These are called conditioned feelings. But if you were to walk around and you don't care about anything in the world, that's not what enlightenment is either. You need to come to this middle where you have concern for the misfortune of others and you make wise choices about your conduct and you're not being disrespectful to people. And this is what the Buddha teaches you of how to do that so that you can practice wholesome moral conduct. So that should help you there. If you have any follow-up questions, feel free to ask those and I will answer those for you. Okay, I'm not seeing any other questions anywhere. All right, well, what I'm going to do is just end class by thanking all of you guys for joining and invite you to our future classes. We have a new course coming up this weekend on Saturday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Thai time, where I'm going to be teaching an introduction to the teachings of the Buddha. And this is going to be live streamed and recorded for all of our different channels like YouTube and Facebook and our podcast as well. So feel free to tune in live at 1 p.m. Thai time, or you can watch the recording. And you can even come to the temple if you like, because I'm going to be teaching it at the temple here in Chiang Mai. And then next week on Wednesday, I'm going to be doing loving kindness meditation with students as a guided meditation, and then opening up to any and all questions that you guys have. On Sunday, I'm sharing the frequently asked questions section of this book, Developing a Life Practice, The Path That Leads to Enlightenment. This is the text that we use for the group learning program, and we're coming to the very end, which the very last section is the frequently asked questions, and there's some additional content beyond that. But the frequently asked questions are 11 individual questions that are frequently asked of me that I'm going to go through and I'm going to teach you guys related to your journey to enlightenment. And you can read those in the book by going to buddhadailywisdom.com. You can download it, you can take it and go print it, or you can order printed copies on Amazon, or you can pick those up at the temple here in Chiang Mai. So feel free to tune in to any of our classes and courses and retreats. We even have a course starting on Monday, which is a foundation in the path to enlightenment. I'm going to be live streaming this, and it's going to be recorded for YouTube and Facebook as well. So you have lots of learning opportunities coming up over the next 10 days or so. And then, of course, we have our regular program of Sunday, Wednesday, and Saturday, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. of continuous teaching to help you guys learn the path to enlightenment. So be well, have a wonderful rest of your day, and perhaps we'll see you in a future class. Take care. Sawadee khap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings. A well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.